this a little. And just to give some very quick background on me, this isn't the first meeting I went to, but it's the first meeting that I came to regularly and where I got abstinent and first did service and got to know people in OA. And it's also where I got my sponsor. Not recommending this, but it took me a couple years to, I got abstinent and started coming to the meeting and working the program before I ever worked the steps. I just felt too scared, or I didn't even understand. I don't know. But I remember I went up to someone at this meeting who had what I wanted, and we started doing the steps together. And I guess I was thinking sort of in a more tactical way, you know, I guess I hear there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. And we did it the big book way, just to say that, you know, it wasn't like she and I speak every week or every day or anything like that. It can just look really different for people. But after making my inventory, and I remember we set a time that we would talk, and I think it took a few different calls to just tell her everything, and that spiritual connection of afterwards, just being able to release those things that, you know, I'd taken the time and prayed about and identified, you know, everything that happened in step four and my part in everything and all these horrible secrets or nitpicky things and everything in between that I carried around with me for so long. It was just such a spiritual release and step forward. I mean, all of the steps had that kind of moment, but really, it was just an incredible release and connection with my higher power, and to be able to then just move forward. I can remember, you know, you at the beginning or looking at different steps and thinking, how could I ever do that? And being told, well, just stay where you are. You know, when you get to that step, maybe you'll feel more ready for it. And I feel like this was one of those times as well, just like, just going one step at a time and doing a thorough job on that. And then being able to say to this other person, you know, even just the experience of how much, I guess I'm realizing how much isolation and not sharing of things and shame and fear about things. And like I said, you know, carrying them with you forever. The experience of sharing those and our part in it and every aspect of the, you know, these things and just turning them over, looking at it myself, which was huge, passing it over to a higher power, and the experience of sharing it in my case with a sponsor. This step, along with all of the steps, just really transformed my life and my going maybe from not just abstinence or not, you know, like a food plan and abstinence, just being able to grow and learn so much more through this program. So thank you.
Thanks, Liz. All right, George, back to you.